Every year, first-year medical students at St. Louis's Washington University climb aboard three yellow school buses and head north through some of the city's poorest neighborhoods. As Side Effects Public Media's Duri Buscarin reports, it's a trip the school hopes will make them better doctors.
The first stop is a playground on the north side of St. Louis. The streets nearby are a mix of 100-year-old homes that were once imposing but now lie empty, some modest, newly constructed units, and grassy, vacant lots. It's 2 miles away from the sprawling academic medical center where these students will learn how to be doctors.
Right there, prime real estate, down.
They sit down near local activist Bob Hansman, who explains that when a neighborhood loses population over many years, like this one has, the consequences can be tragic.
There are places in this city now that have been so depleted, so to speak, that things like packs of feral wild dogs can run through the neighborhoods looking for something to eat. And this is where it happened.
He tells the story of 10-year-old Rodney McAllister. One night in 2001, the boy was playing alone in this park near his house when he was attacked by a pack of wild dogs. His body was found, mutilated, the next morning.
People in the city spent a lot of time pointing fingers at each other because nobody wanted to see themselves as part of this larger pattern.
To Hansman, this is an example of neighborhood disinvestment gone deadly. It's something less likely to happen in places with street lighting and foot traffic. Lessons on housing and structural racism may seem out of place in a medical school curriculum, but there's a direct connection here. A patient's environment can increase their risk of cancer, chronic illness, and premature death. A doctor who doesn't realize this may make things worse. Washington University School of Medicine has been sending students on these trips for over a decade, and Associate Dean of Diversity, Dr. Will Ross, has been trying to convince other medical schools to do it too.
To be frank, a lot of students in medical schools are coming from affluent backgrounds.
Nationally, there's a growing realization that doctors need to consider the health effects of poverty, and medical students have to experience it to understand it. This bus tour may be their first time in a neighborhood with a high poverty rate. But later, when these lessons kick into place, Ross says he sees a difference in the way his students write their patients' social histories.
Back when we were students, we would ask, do you smoke? Do you drink alcohol? You know, the social history was like a line and a half. And now I look at the students and they're like a paragraph. And they truly know how to ask the right questions.
One of the last stops this bus makes is at a small forest that has grown over the site of Pruitt Igoe, a massive public housing complex in North St. Louis that was raised in the 1970s. Amir Kucharski says he's studied health disparity issues before, but this experience made him think.
It's not so much someone's cancer necessarily that they can't pay for their prescription. I mean, you got to think about the way people are being segregated and how that influences their health.
Sometimes that connection is deeply personal, says first-year Kamaria Lee.
For example, if you have a patient that comes in and they have cirrhosis or what people say like a hard liver, if you're just seeing them as their liver and just try to treat it as such, you're going to miss things.
Things from their life that affect their health and how they can get better.
That person might be drinking a lot and that could be the cause. And then if you ask why are they drinking, they could be depressed.
In that case, treating the depression might be more effective than just treating the liver. These students still have 4 years to go before they're practicing MDs, but they say they'll take these perspectives along with them for the ride. This trip is just the beginning. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Duri Buscarin.